Micheál Martin gave a speech tonight. It was trailed for 2 days in advance. We were told that he would be going to speak to the grassroots of Fianna Fáil, to appeal to them to come out and vote for him, to bear in mind the past sacrifices for the party. I'm not sure quite how he's going to be able to survive in opposition if decade after decade of being in power is classed as a sacrifice. There's some pretty stony ground ahead for Fianna Fáil under those circumstances. But nonetheless, the media were very cooperative. Journalists told us it was going to be a moment of truth, some 2 days before he'd even said it. And there it is. There's Fianna Fáil trying to beat the bushes, find the last partridges of votes, flying in the air, shoot them down, force them into their mouths. Slight image of Goya there. But what I wanted to talk about was the effect of Fianna Fáil vanishing. You see, Fianna Fáil, you can't destroy Fianna Fáil in one election. It simply can't be done. And the problem is that Fianna Fáil is, as I've said before, a patronage machine. It gives out jobs, influence, opportunities to its members. Indeed, Micheál Martin told us he joined Fianna Fáil in order to get ahead, which in society, which is unfortunate that he rather let the cat out of the bag on his first day as being elected leader, but there you go. And I look at Fianna Fáil in the way that the Roman Republic must have felt about Carthage. It had been defeated, its ships destroyed. Apparently it was no threat to anyone, but still the niggle that they might come back over the mountain with their elephants. It was too much, too big a risk. Fianna Fáil delenda est. Carthago must be destroyed. We can't let it go at one election. It'll have to be a second one. It'll have to be a second one. And that'll be the tough one because, of course, at that stage, we'll have been listening to Fine Gael for 3 or 4 years. And that'll drive you to anybody's arms.